Robin Atkins Vossler is a planner. When I visited her at home in Tampa recently, Vossler was just 11 weeks pregnant, hardly even showing, but already her unborn son or daughter had quite the wardrobe.
Literally, probably for already the last year, I have been buying baby clothes. I find designer baby clothes in Salvation Army all the time. So my husband told me I had this one box to fill, and when the box was filled, that was it. I mean, I have Buccaneer stuff and Super Bowl stuff. It's hilarious. But now I have a great collection of boys and girls designer baby clothes, Rockin' Republic jeans. I mean, it's crazy.
Baby clothes aren't the only thing Vossler needs to plan for. By the time she delivers her first child in August, she'll be 35.
The first OB visit, my doctor sat us down and explained to us that I would be considered advanced maternal age, which is being 35 at delivery.
Advanced maternal age means Vossler is at higher risk for having a baby with Down syndrome or another genetic disorder. So Vossler's doctor recommended she have a new type of screening test that analyzes the DNA of the unborn baby.
So can you describe in plain English how the procedure worked?
Yes. They literally draw your blood and that's it. It's that simple. And I know the reason you asked that question is the same reason a lot of other people ask. You know, past tests have been very invasive. Like there's the one that takes the long needle that goes through your belly button.
What's known as amniocentesis.
And, you know, really even had a small chance that it could cause a miscarriage just to test for Down syndrome.
Not to mention, older tests gave only a probability that the baby would be born with a genetic disorder. Some parents stressed over what turned out to be a false positive. But the new screenings are more than 99% accurate, as Dr. Jerry Yankowitz explains. He chairs the Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology at the University of South Florida.
The older tests were looking for chemicals produced in the baby's body or the placenta or in interaction with the mom. And so it was a very indirect test of whether there was something genetically wrong. This test is attempting to directly look at the baby's genetic material. And the only reason, or at least one of the reasons it's not exactly 100%, is the genetic material floating in mom's blood is still 90% hers, 10% baby's, and they have to use really complicated biochemical analysis and computers or supercomputers to sort out the various ratios. But again, these numbers are pretty astounding in terms of what it picks up.
Abnormalities aren't the only thing the test picks up. Because the screening looks at fetal DNA, it can reveal the baby's gender as early as 10 weeks. That's more than a month sooner than traditional ultrasounds. This has some low-risk moms shelling out $400 or $500 for so-called boutique blood tests to learn the sex of their baby. Vossler and her husband Jason learned the gender of their baby, who, by the way, tested negative for Down syndrome, live on NBC's Today Show as part of a story about the new screening.
And you will find
afternoon.
The sex of your child in that box right there.
You ready
there.
To open that box?
I think we're ready.
All right. Yeah. Go. Oh, lift
right,
away.
Here. Go ahead. It's a boy.
We see lots of blue.
Yeah.
I do not
preference.
Have a preference.
Yes!
Congratulations.
Now Vossler and her husband can spend the next couple of months preparing for the arrival of their healthy baby boy. A few more trips to the Salvation Army may be in order. For Health News Florida, I'm Dalia Colon in Tampa.